E. Carice here from Hot 702.5 FM in Las Vegas. Get ready to experience basketball like never before. The historic National Pro-Am Championship Tournament, hosted by Delaware Sports Foundation and the HBCU Basketball Association, is taking center stage at the Doolittle Community Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, from April 25th through the 28th in 2024. It's more than just a tournament. It's a basketball extravaganza. Witness top-tier athletes, electrifying matchups, and slam dunk moments that will leave you breathless. Come see who will take home the trophy and first place prize of $100,000. But that's not all. We're shining a spotlight on small businesses. If you are a local business looking for exposure, seize this opportunity to be featured with our TV partners. Email candrews at thehbcuba.com. And Ashaw at thehbcuba.com. And let your business shine alongside the thrilling basketball action. Save the dates and join us for an unforgettable experience. The National City Leeds Pro-Am Championship, where the love for basketball meets the pulse of the city. Don't just hear about it, be a part of it. April 25th through the 28th, 2024, at the...
Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest, realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7 on hot7025fm.com.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Shook, host of the Undrafted Outlaw Sports Show. Man, listen, if you want some real down south, Louisiana-style Cajun food, you need to go check out DB Cajun Kitchen. Yo, they got lobster and grits, seafood boils, signature fries, signature po' boys, signature egg rolls and desserts. Oh, and my favorite, them gumbo tacos. Yo, they open from 11 to 8, Wednesday to Monday, 7 to 5:30 on Sunday. Located in North Las Vegas at 4343 North Rancho Drive. They even have to-go ordering and catering. Hit them up, 725-780-1850, or go to the website, dbcajunkitchen.com. So, yo, don't just tell your friends about me. Tell them about DB Cajun Kitchen.
Shout out to my homeboy Los Norris with his beat.
So Los's left foot, my guy.
Yes, sir. Back in this piece, everybody. What's up, Cube Mecca?
Cube Mecca with the two techs up.
Boss lady.
We here.
Okay. What up, Cube Mecca? For y'all today, we're gonna talk about the women's final four. It's gonna be women's day all day today, basically. We're gonna talk about Caitlin, Angel, and them, LSU. We're gonna get to the men's too. That's why I'm wearing this roll tie. Men's final four, women's final four. Talking about Stephon Diggs getting traded. What? Buffalo window closing, or is it closed? NBA playoffs and the play in teams. It's your boy, Big Shug. With the whole, with my co-host.
What?
I said whole coast.
Yo, C4 Nate from the 618. Just got off of work, and I still ain't ate, and it's late, and I'm trying to be great, but I'm starting this debate. But don't hate. Cold world.
Ooh, speaking of cold world.
Let's
go ahead and start off with cold world real quick. Man. Sip and tell me that one hot.
Hey.
I wasn't expecting all of them. Just one of them, but not all of them.
Hey. pressure cooker.
Good morning. He brought that.
Yeah, he did.
Might delete later, y'all, on YouTube for free.
Spotify.
Hey, go hit it. J. Cole brought that shit. I ain't, my, it's just my top 10, bro.
He always been in mine.
I had to readjust my top 10.
He always been in mind.
We're going to see what Kendrick going to do next. That's hot, though. We're going to get into that a little later, everybody.
Right.
First thing we're going to do, we'll talk about this women's final four. Caitlin motherfucking Clark, bro.
God damn, dog.
Let's speak on her real quick. Let me find the game. Trying to get these motherfuckers.
She was out there cooking.
Well, they beat LSU first.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that. First off, they beat LSU 94-87.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped 40.
40 water.
41 and 12 assists. Only 5 turnovers, 2 steals and a block. Some MVP numbers like a motherfucker.
Man, I'm just going to start calling her White Steph Curry.
She got the range, the bar to put some anyway.
She got the range. It's crazy.
Speaking of Kate, what you think about this Big Five? The Big Five, the Big Three. Offering that $5 million. And then the boy Travis come behind that $5 million. That's $10 million just for her to go play basketball.
Shit, I like it.
Think she should take it?
Yeah.
Playing with men?
I would.
$10 million. First of all.
Right. That's one. I say that. And two, the other reason why I say that is because, you know, a lot of the WNBA players, when they're in the off season, they end up ultimately going to other countries and playing.
True.
You have the situation, Brittany Grinder situation that happened. You don't have to worry about that.
That's true.
If she get paid $5-10 mil to play in the Big Three, you play in the Big Three, you getting your money.
I think Cube on or something.
I think Cube is trying.
Her playing with men, I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, they might get physical with her. You know what I'm saying?
I think. Yeah, they would probably have to implement a different rule.
I'm not trying to get by no chick, dead up by no chick, no. Because I'm going to be all over the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm an ex-star or ex-NBA player. Not about to get done up by
a WNBA. The ego. Yeah.
It is an ego.
It's the ego, 100%.
If he's trying to get a Big Three Women's League going,
uh-huh.
I can understand what different. And I understand that. I mean, I guess seeing her.
Maybe that's the start of things. Maybe that's the start of things. And I'm not mad at that either way. But if she's getting her money. Because you go to a WNBA team, at best, if you're the best player on the team, you're making what? Maybe 1.5 mil? That's being the best player.
True.
You know.
And that's Asia. That's Asia with some money.
Right.
Right there.
Big Three.
And she's an MVP.
Right. Twice. So Big Three League is leaning more towards NBA money.
Okay.
For women.
I can dig that.
I like it. Okay. I think the women should get paid. That's it. Point blank period. They play just as good level basketball as men play. And they should be paid and compensated for it.
I think so too.
Cause I can't wait to go to these Aces games we're going to.
Yeah.
They be lit.
The Aces games.
Yeah.
I'm at the Aces game.
Hell yeah.
But it'll be good to come see, you know, Caitlin, wherever she goes.
No, Ken, we don't want no internet bundle.
Get off the stream, bro.
But thanks for calling.
Get off the stream, bro. Go ahead.
I don't know what that is.
Thing.
But, yeah, I'm with it, man. Like I said, I love going to Aces games. We have fun, man. We be lit. And they be hooping. And I be having a ticket on them so I can watch my ticket win live.
Oh, girl, you know, she's going to the draft now, too.
Angel Reese?
Yes, she is.
It's about time. I mean, you knew it was coming.
She turned down a lot of money, though, to go.
Well, she turned down the Neil money from.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying. It's more than what she's going to be making in WNBA. But I don't think I understand why. I think I understand why she's going.
Why is that?
Because if she doesn't go in with Caitlyn, mm-hmm. it's just going to be Caitlyn. Then she going to go in with a whole bunch of other people and not get their rise. I think, to me, remember the Magic and Bird effect on the NBA?
Yes.
I think this is kind of the same thing that's going to happen with the women. That Magic and Bird effect.
I like that.
With them coming
that
in.
That would be great, yes.
Changing the game like that. Because we ain't even talking about the men's right now. Everybody know. I don't even know nobody. It's not my team.
Laker gang.
Right. But I'm just saying.
Right.
It's nobody give a shit about the man right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, cool.
Well, it is close to Father's Day, so.
Hey.
Hey.
Mother's Day, way more. Come on. Mother's Day like Christmas around his mom. What up?
Hey, Vicky, how you doing?
Q Mega, send her your email.
Right. Crystal, you can hear us now? We good? Yeah.
So get your ass on here.
But she don't have much. She don't have much any more time for real, do she? Like she can't be red shirted in. Okay, so she can get maybe another year or two eligibility.
Or come out number one next year. She turning all that down.
Well, if she come, well next year she got to come out with Juju, right?
Juju a freshman.
Okay, Juju a freshman then. Yeah, so Juju got about two more years. Well,
she's coming out. So
yeah,
but I think it's a good thing that she is doing that. You know, I think they should come out together.
But she got endorsement. She already got an endorsement.
She got
so
Shaq.
That doesn't change.
Wherever she goes, Shaq going.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she under Reebok because of Shaq and Allen Iverson. Whatever. She the first college player. I think first athlete to sign with them since they've been there. Right.
Right. Right. And Shaq is very partial to LSU because that's where he went. So
he gonna follow her wherever she go.
Absolutely.
So whoever drafts her. Hopefully she go to a large market. I ain't hating on small markets, but they might need the love too. But Indiana about to get one.
There you go.
Because they got the first pick, right? And you pass up Caitlin Clark?
Stupid.
Who you getting?
Stupid.
You gonna pass old Caitlin Clark?
You bet
take,
not.
Paige Beckers. I ain't hating on Paige, but
it better go like this. Caitlin the Hyder first pick, Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese. And vice versa. First
you
and second
think
pick.
Angel?
I ain't mad at it, but
I ain't mad. They got big. They got big. Girl. They got a big already. They got two bigs. They need a guard. They
so
need
yeah,
a guard.
They have to get. They gotta get Caitlin.
I ain't hating on. I forgot her name. I ain't hating on her, but she need help. Caitlin Clark with that distance.
Yeah.
Well, definitely help them out.
Yes.
And spread the full for that base to play some basketball.
Absolutely.
All right.
And she still got that killer shot.
That's what I'm saying.
White Steph Curry.
Steph Curry range.
White Steph Curry. She's
Stephanie.
Stephanie Curry.
Shout out to Kate.
For sure.
I hope she's. I want to see what she's going to do with that big. Is she going to really take that big? Because she ain't turned it down yet.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure they're going
to. Well, they're saying she ain't got. You know, her agents have talked about it, but right. They ain't talked to her about it yet.
They can't do it yet anyway, I think. She's, let her finish
mm-hmm.
playing.
And then.
And then we can
work
talk,
that off in the offseason.
Right.
Yeah.
But shout out to her. Shout out to LSU. We're going to talk about Angel's comments after the game. People thought she was crying because of the game, or they were crying. What do you think about that? You heard the comments, right?
No, I didn't hear the comments. I had a busy week. I was working all week.
It's like
I
bring them shits
okay.
up.
Okay.
Wolf?
Wolf, what's happening, family?
They asked her a question.
Okay.
If I can bring this shit up somehow, but we can get into it. They asked her a question mm-hmm. in between, you know, how's it been, you know, whatever. I'm ad-libbing, of course.
Right.
And she kind of, the hard part when she started like tearing up or whatever. She was talking about what she had been through in last year.
Right.
Or whether she wasn't, you know, and she started feeling sentimental about it, which is.
I think she lost a family member or two.
Think so.
And some other stuff, yeah.
Plus, she began smudged over the internet, you know.
Yeah,
people
of course.
Shit to her, you know. She hot right now.
Of course.
So it's you know how I go. What's up, everybody?
What up, though? What up? What up, Dre Day? What up, Calvin?
Everybody in this piece?
Hey.
They out in Long Beach kicking it without us.
Happy birthday, Calvin.
Happy birthday,
Calvin. Thanks for not inviting me to the birthday celebration.
Yeah, I don't know what the Buffalo Bills doing. You need to explain yourself, sir. But we going to get to that.
I love you, brother. Love you, brother. It's all love.
Going back. Yes, sir. Going back to Angel. Emmanuel Acho killed her online, and they went after him. I think because she be talking all that trash, people are like, well, you should back it up too. And you forget that sometimes these are women. Human beings, let me take that back. These are human beings.
Right.
Because when a NBA player do it, or when a college male does it, it's cool. They take their L's. She ain't saying nothing bad.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
So it sounds like they just pretty much fucking with a patient. Like I say, everybody's going through it. We don't know what people are going through in their moments of, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, she probably had a lot of things she's been dealt with this year, and it's been heavy on her, but she still got to get out there and perform.
Look at this. Hey, call in, nerd. 702-551-5261. Stop being on internet gangster right now. Right. What do you say?
Hey, Miss Tillman.
She was playing a victim. I ain't like it. She had kept it to herself.
Yeah.
So, Miss Tillman. See, I disagree with that. People forget that they showed the clip. Show the whole thing. That's why they got to show the whole thing. They asked her a question.
Uh-huh.
And then she brought all that stuff up about what happened to her in the last year.
Yeah.
And some of the clips, they just show her just saying what she gonna say. And they think that's because of the loss. I lost the game because I've been getting death threats. So I've been going through this. I've been going through that. That's not why she answered the question that way. Somebody asked her what she been going through. And then she told them.
Right. Morning, Tony.
Media flip shit, bro. Come on now.
All the time.
You should know that cute your ass.
Yeah.
Out there Long Beach talking shit. Come to Vegas with that shit.
Yeah. Come on out here, Farrakhan QX. My dog.
What I'm talking about. We got a caller.
That's a Q-Mecca problem.
Caller, what you do?
What's going on, fellas?
Super Dave.
Super Dave. What's up, bro?
I'm chilling. So.
Holler at me.
Part of me feels like the media is carrying Caitlin to the championship. Like, I know they won the game.
Right.
But I noticed, I can't even think of a girl's name, the guard from UConn, she had
Beckers?
Zero free throws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Becker, she had zero free throws. How does that happen?
True.
How does the star of the team have no free throws in a game that big?
It's free.
So that raised the eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. I still got South Carolina for the win anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
I don't think anybody could touch them.
Right.
Outside of that, this draft with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to move up and get a quarterback if we can catch somebody sitting. If we can get that number two pick. If we don't, we're just going to roll with Porn Stash and we'll see what happens. But the defense is ready to go. So I'm looking forward to this season.
You think they're going to move up and get Daniels?
What's up?
You think they're going to move up and get Daniels?
Yeah.
That's number two. So you have to talk to Washington about that.
Right. That's the goal. So we're gonna we gotta talk Washington into giving up that pick. But
what are you gonna give up to get that second pick?
The coach. That's about what you're gonna have to give up.
I'll give him porn stash and a couple of picks.
Well, don't nobody want porn stash. Porn stash don't want porn stash.
You got to give them a pick this year. Hey. You got to give them your number one for theirs. Come on.
For sure.
No, they'll have my first round from this year, but they're not. I'm not doing that. I'll give you my next three first round picks.
No. The first round of this year and something else. You got to give them something else. Like, not just, you can't just switch.
You
got to
give them like a player.
Like
cash,
a player.
Cash.
Who you going to give up? Devontae?
Hell nah.
How you gonna get that pick then, Dave? That's what I'm saying is this. How you gonna get that pick?
I'm not giving up a Hall of Famer for a pick.
I agree.
In the past, hold on. Now I've seen in the past, like Washington, they gave up three first round picks to move up and get RG3.
Uh huh.
They didn't give up no players. It was just picks. I'm not giving you multiple first round picks because that takes years away from me. Okay. But I give you this year's first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I give you, you know, maybe a third round down the road. And if you want one more thing, I give you a player that I can lose that's expendable. You know, I give you Wilson, my first round pick from last year, D lineman. I give you him.
Okay.
And he's gonna be better because he's been working under he's been working with our D line, so he's gonna be better. But I let him go if I can move up and get the quarterback I want, because a quarterback can make a difference if you get the right one.
I agree with you that. You think that's enough to and trade? You think that's enough to trade? Being honest, would you, if you were Washington, would you take that from me?
If I'm Washington, I ain't giving you shit. It don't
exactly.
matter.
You got to make that shit look good, bro. That shit don't look good.
But it's a second one every minute.
Bro, you got to trade the coach. That's it. You got to trade the coach.
I agree that you got to ask, but ain't nobody. Bro, you trying to give me bananas and apples and shit. And I want grapes.
Nah, that's why you make a plan B. If they say no and we can't get the pick, then what are we going to do?
Involve another team in the trade?
That's why we got porn stash. It's just in case we can't get the draft pick that we want.
Yeah.
At least we got a solid pro.
I agree.
And you can't tell me it's not a solid pro. So
I think he's cool, but I think I should go as a quarterback if you can. If you're going to move up, go get who you want. Don't go settle for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Like, You can win a Super Bowl with a solid pro.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But if you have a great quarterback that's a rookie, it gives you a lot more options, you know, throughout your roster.
True, just like now, Texans and now San Francisco.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Houston is a perfect example.
Right.
I can spend money on all this other stuff because my quarterback is cheap and he's balling.
San Fran, same way with Purdy.
Yeah. That's true.
And they ain't really got to break him off. It's seventh round. Everybody hold on for a second. We got Q Mega in the house.
What up, what up?
Seventh round. Turn the noise in the background off, boy.
Oh, turn that down. That's y'all in the background, nigga.
But that's like you in the background.
That's your background in the front ground. What's going in the background?
On, boy? Super Dave on.
What up, Super Dave?
Yeah, I was gonna say you can win with a certified pro. You don't have to have a great quarterback, but if you got a great one, then it just adjusts how you do your payroll and how you build your roster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a great quarterback and a young defense, or a young quarterback and a great defense,
mm-hmm.
with free agents.
Oh,
okay.
Not cool now.
I feel you.
But
you think that's another trade?
Yeah. What's up?
You think that's another trade, though? Do you think giving Washington for the number two pick, giving them a D tackle and your first round pick is enough to get them their second round pick?
If they would go for it, it'd be worth it. Because we got enough talent to add a quarterback like that could make a huge difference.
It will. Oh, hell yeah. So, and, you know, him and DP already got a thing going. They used to coach at Arizona State when they both were there.
For sure.
Exactly. So yeah, I think it would be worth it. You know, but at the end of the day, I think it would be all right. Because if you don't get him, then if you don't get the quarterback you want, then you go for the next best player. You know, you get you a great DB or something like that.
No.
And go that route.
For sure.
So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. I trust them.
If this shit,
we'll see.
If Dallas don't fix that shit, y'all might be able to get Dak.
Right.
That's another damn story. I don't know what the hell they doing.
Bruh.
Not quick.
It's actually a rumor going around about Dak going to the Raiders.
It is.
Yeah.
It is one.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
That'd be
Jerry
crazy.
Let his draft
that pick. Would be crazy,
man. Hey, Stephon Diggs
Jerry,
left.
Jerry keeps his draft picks. As long as they bring money in, he's gonna keep.
I agree.
There's plenty of Dak jerseys floating around Texas right now.
Oh, yeah. For real. Thanks for the call, big homie.
Peace out,
they love him out here. They love him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, they love him until the playoffs come. They hate him.
And then burn his fucking jersey. They got so many that they be burning the shit out of his jersey. Yeah, all the videos do. All seen this bitch. Hey, we gonna holler at you, big bro.
Burning
oh shit. My oh, bad.
Hold up on that.
Oh shit.
My bad, Dave. Derek, call back, man.
Derek Carr.
What up, Peace? What up, Kanoi? What up, Miranda?
Peace? You gonna trade that pick? Hell no.
Peace. What you think about that?
702-551-5261. Q Mecca, what's up, bro?
What up, what up?
What you think about? We gonna talk, we talking about Caitlin Clark. Give your comment on that.
Hey, I think they made her go to the championship, which I'm cool with that.
But you said they team, made her?
They helped her, put it that way. The refs and the NCAA was like, we don't give her the calls. We don't give her the ball going to bounce her way if it could be a 50-50 call. I'm not mad at that because she that good and that much of a draw. You want her in that motherfucker. She also had to hit the jumpers, get her team involved. She did a lot. But I think that Angel Reese was playing the victim, bro. She should have. When she won last year, she was doing all that ring, all that shit.
Yeah.
When you lose, don't cry about how hard it's been since you won. You got to just be like, congratulations to them. Hats off. They was better than us today. And cry in the car. Like, red. Like red. Motherfucking Friday.
Stupid ass.
That's what I think. You can't be a villain and then cry when you lose. That don't make you like, a villain. Villains
I don't think that's why she was crying, bro.
Right.
No, I believe why she was crying was valid. Let me explain this. I believe why she cried was valid. I believe that her timing was not proper. She should have not done it at that moment. That's what I'm saying.
That makes sense.
I get you with that.
I can feel that one. Yeah.
I don't know.
You know women love to cry, nigga, at the wrong moment and get a bunch of
shit. Ikari says, Q wants to be a thug. Q wants everybody to be a thug. Don't have no emotion, nah. Rocky Mecca.
Nah, you got to control your emotions.
I think this is my thing right here. My boy Aaron just said that. She was crying about the threats, not the loss. She wasn't crying about the loss. Somebody asked her a question about what's going on with her in the last year. So she told everybody what's going on. It just happened to be after a loss.
That's what I'm saying. It sounded like you was playing a victim. Should have waited. Y'all ain't going to answer that. I'll talk to me later about a week from now where I can talk to you because we lost.
I think we got a lot of people in the chat that disagree with you, sir. Do y'all? I need some. If y'all in the chat disagree with Q Mega right now, please feel I disagree.
The women ain't gonna disagree because they love to see a woman cry.
What like, you talking
oh,
about?
It's been so hard ever since we won last year. I've been getting death threats, girl.
Somebody asked her that, bro. She wasn't crying because
I know the media is trash, but you can't listen. I understand that the media is trash. They will ask you. They gonna try to get some messy shit off. But you got to be savvy enough to understand that, okay, this ain't the time for me to play that. I'll do that on a later interview. After this, we just got our ass whooped. We're going to let her get her shine. Because when we won, we got our shine. They ain't asked her about no death threats and shit. She ain't get up there and talk about, oh, they death threatened me. So
they didn't do the death threats till after they won, bro. Nobody knew who the fuck she was until after they beat South Carolina last year.
Right.
I know, but
nobody knew who she was.
That's the wrong timing, bro. Don't get on there and get
I'm agreeing with that, but you can't hold your you can't hold your emotions, I'm guessing. When some people that everybody else do it. Hines Ward did it.
Yeah.
That shit was it don't matter who did it, they always wrong, nigga. That's my point. You made it about you when it was not about you at that moment. That's my point.
They made it about her. Not the squad.
And she helped it along by giving that sad sob story. Boo-hoo, sad story. Same black American dad story, nigga.
You hear this fool?
Boo-hoo, sad story. Black American dad story, nigga.
I hear you. Well, I'm out. It's your opinion. It's your take. I'm going to let you have that. But there's a lot of people in the chat saying, man, this man is wild.
I ain't like that shit, but I still fuck with her. She's
I mean, I like her. I like her game.
She just...
What you think about her going to the draft?
I like it.
Even though she turned out all the NIL money and stuff, and she gonna go to the draft.
I thought she was gonna stay for the and I would have stayed if I was her, and then came back and won, and then not cried on the TV again.
So clearly, it's not about money with her. At least not WNBA money. I think she still got other stuff going on that she probably gonna get paid for.
Yeah,
she gonna got outside of WNBA endorsements for sure. Yeah.
Of course,
but I like her going. And I like, is Caitlin going? Yep, she going too.
Hell yeah, she number one pick. Fuck you mean? If she don't go, she crazy.
Hey, they're gonna have battles for years to come. I want to see it.
That's what I was saying before you get on here. I'll tell the C4. I'll tell the C4 of the people that I think right. That I think they like Magic and Bird when they came into the game. They got like they like that for the women. They don't come change the WNBA game because they getting more hype than even the NBA right now.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because the NBA is trash right now.
She got enough money already. Ain't enough money ever, Kanoi, ever.
Right. You hating and you count. You pocket watching and you hating.
We gonna move it on. Talking about some, let me get back to basketball. I'm gonna talk about this Stephon Diggs thing, man. The Stephon Diggs trade to the Texans.
I was just talking to my boy Calvin about it.
Trade it to the Texans. Tell him we gotta talk about what the hell going on in Buffalo when he get back. Happy birthday, boy.
Yeah.
Man. Stephon Diggs. Where we at? Trade to the Texans for a, hold up. The Texans get Diggs, a sixth rounder, and a fifth rounder next year. So they get two picks and Diggs, and the Bills just get a second round pick next year.
Yep.
For that's Stephon Diggs,
they trade him for a second round pick
for Stephon Diggs.
Well, that's like trading. That's like trading Dak for some toilet paper.
Hey, they call that nigga like Marty
Colzina. Step. That Bills gonna take a $31 million cap hit. They gonna take. That's crazy.
That's how you know they didn't was ready to get rid of them. They taking a cap hit. They only got one pick back next year. You know that he was a cancer, bro. He wasn't. You can't win with that nigga. They wasn't gonna win in Buffalo. Josh Allen was gonna beat him up. Josh Allen was gonna knock him out.
Some people were saying he was holding back. Josh Allen's being great. I mean, they were great together.
You're right.
But they gotta
throwing that nigga the ball, man.
They got a limit.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, and I think they reached that shit.
He gone.
They unblew the team up, but they kept adding, kept getting knocked off in the end.
Yep.
Josh Allen, fuck. That's who's gonna get the blame. He's the quarterback.
No, pretty much.
Huh?
He gonna get the blame, but I don't think it was his fault. He was the reason why they was good, nigga.
Who, Josh?
Yeah, nigga. You see what he listen?
No. I'm saying that he's the reason why they were good, and people gonna blame him as a route. He's the reason why they lost. They gonna always blame quarterback. You gotta take both sides of that shit.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
You got
but Stephon Diggs, he getting 1,000 yards a year. He had the most catches in the whole time he been in Buffalo. He had the number one targets and receptions.
So why he bitching? That's my point.
Right. I guess he don't get the ball at the time that he's supposed to get it.
Game,
I'm agreeing.
That nigga's.
You send him with picks. With picks to another fucking team. That's fucking good. And they was like the Kansas City thing, right?
Yeah.
You can't go to Kansas City. You can go anywhere else, can't go to Kansas City.
So that basically means they sent him to Houston so he could actually get a house in Dallas. So he can go play with his brother next year because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Speaking of.
Hey, that's a good point. See,
you know, he signed a three-year, $104 million deal that was all guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans reworked that contract. It's a one-year, $22.5 million, all guaranteed for 1 year. But he's a free agent next season, no matter what. He's able to go to free agency next season. Even if the Texans want to sign him, he'd still be a free agent.
But he wanted to play for the Cowboys.
Let me ask y'all a question.
What up, Jamal?
Do y'all want that nigga on y'all team getting in that light skin ass and psyche? Do y'all want that?
Yes. I want him on the team lined up on the other side of CD Lamb.
I would take that.
100%. 100%.
It's like this. You in Buffalo, bro. If you ain't winning, what you up there for? Because OJ, even back when OJ was there, he said it was cool, but when you losing, you just go home. Ain't nothing to do in Buffalo.
Yeah, but playing snow.
So if you losing, He done still that watching people celebrate three different teams.
Right.
He celebrate 3 years in a row.
And he up there playing in snow listening to Griselda.
But then he sit there and do that, but then he'll cry, like you said, do a bitch and whine to Josh Allen not getting the ball. Like, dude, you got the most targets in the last 4 years. Right. And the most receptions.
And a lot of drops.
And a lot of drops.
And he had a big drop last year.
Last year.
In the playoffs, he had a big drop. And then you don't want to talk to the media. Nigga, you cry and then run? Man, you ain't a real nigga. I don't know.
I low-key question the Buffalo media because Marshawn Lynch had the same problem.
Calvin said move on to the next topic.
No, we not.
No.
We talking about a sucker-ass nigga too long.
Hey.
We talking about your sorry-ass Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You got 49 jerseys.
Are they going to win the AFC East this year?
Let me tell you what my nigga said. He said he hoped they got a plan.
I'm the same way with Jerry. I don't know what the fuck Jerry was doing.
He said he hoped they got a plan. And he wasn't mad that they let that nigga go, though.
Oh, it's a reason. No. And even going to the Texans, bro, even think about this. Even going over to the Texans, you see what they just did to his contract?
Yeah.
You got 1 year to get this shit right.
Right.
If you don't, you gone. And you're able to be traded even during the season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you saying they letting this nigga know through the contract, hey, don't be no sucker-ass nigga over here.
This is your 1 year to ball the fuck out if you want to be in the NFL, basically.
Or we're going to send you to the Cowboys. And then you can go down there and cry and get in trouble and like get arrested else. Like everybody else.
But this is a year, you know, you're in your free agent year, right? The year before, you go out and you ball out. So just CJ get him over another 1,000. If he get him over another 1,000, okay, it was like, okay, you did the same shit in Buffalo. But have you shut the fuck up, though?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, do I want you on my team?
Yeah, you can't have that nigga in CJ Stroud head making CJ Stroud force the nigga to ball.
That's true.
And then and my brother, shout out to my brother Jamal. He said wide receivers don't even impact winning championships that much anyway.
They don't.
Nigga.
Unless they're catching the game winning touchdown. Unless they catch the game winning
Molly,
touchdown.
You ain't lied on that one, bro.
I agree. Unless they caught the game winning touchdown.
Look,
that's
that
else.
Nigga Patrick Mahomes had Travis Kelce and some rookie niggas and some niggas who couldn't catch and won.
That motherfucker was throwing it to the center.
So, the Niner Texans got some rookie niggas
and
a rookie quarterback that's balling with a veteran coming in.
Veteran leadership.
That basically can teach you how to run better routes and all that stuff. Now, if he come in and he be that OG – and Texans thrive off of it, I think they'll give him a contract.
Yeah, 100%.
What in his history has showed you that he ain't going to do what he did in the last two teams?
I'm not saying. You keep going to history. Can you get a motherfucker change, Q? Can somebody change? Can somebody go somewhere and change? Can you go to Atlanta and pull bitches?
Watch out,
might be
there.
A man. That's crazy.
I'm going to have all the hoes in Atlanta. I'm going to have Stevie J hoes. Scrappy
shit,
damn,
yeah.
All of them been Diddy Bop, bro.
That's all that's left out there. We not did it.
No Diddy Bopping.
We not did it today. Fuck that.
Hey, the moral of the story is we finna see what Josh Allen do with these new no name wide receivers he got. They gonna run the ball more like they was doing last year and run him more if they smart.
I think they're going to be like Kansas City, bro. They're going to downgrade and still win some games.
I think they're going to tell Josh Allen, we don't need you to be Superman like Eminem, nigga. I can't be Drake. Superman.
That's true. That's true.
Drake.
Miami Dolphins win the AFC East. The whole farm on a cow, chicken, rooster, ghost, LOL.
The Miami Dolphins can't even beat the Miami Marlins. Shut up.
They can't even win a game.
The Miami Heat, nigga. They can't beat the Miami Jamaicans, nigga.
Matter of fact, this is my take on Stephon Diggs going there, right? Just like he was looking at the game at the other team celebrating the playoffs,
uh-huh.
He going to do it again in Texan jersey.
Oh, yeah. But it's a
nice, he gonna be the reason.
But
why they fucking lose?
It's a nicer looking jersey.
It's a nice looking jersey. It he is. In H-Town. It ain't as cold. It's shit to do. His brother down the street.
Yeah, you right. It's a better place to play in for sure.
Atmosphere, man.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in the comments, thank you for the comments. Keep going. Keep fucking going.
Jamal said the Bills gonna win 10 games and be out in the first round.
That's about right.
Sound about
10-7. I think the Texans can do the same thing. 10-7.
Hey, ask Calvin.
The Texans.
How many games the Bills gonna win?
The Texans this year.
But ask Calvin how many games the Bills gonna win.
I think so.
Ask Calvin what?
How many games the Bills gonna win?
Why you bringing up old shit?
And ask him why the answer is three.
He said Buffalo winning division. You whole ass cowgirl fan niggas.
What the fuck?
In college tennis? They gonna win in college tennis?
I think you had that last part, turd, but it's cool. Look, man.
He said 11-6, win the division.
What?
Miami.
Oh, y'all. When he get back, we handshaking on that.
The Jets.
We handshaking.
Aaron Rodgers.
What's up, Ty?
The Jets might win the division.
Mac Ju, what's up, bro?
He said Bills going 500.
500.
You can't go. You go 8-9.
That nigga talking about the Bears. He put the wrong beat.
The word Bills out.
Well, the Bills going to have a 2.79 win percentage.
Because his team went deeper than y'all, both y'all teams. Y'all niggas got two teams, and his team went deeper than both y'all teams.
I don't have two teams. I have one team. It's Dallas Cowboys and fuck everybody else.
Losers and the Cowgirls. Two teams, nigga.
You can't keep your D out your mouth. We didn't even talk about the Cowboys.
Right. And while you're talking, shut up talking to me, okay? How about that?
I'm saying 8-9 for the Bills. If y'all win division with 8-9, you cool.
Yeah.
Miss me with that shit.
Yeah. Now tell Calvin to come out here and get whooped in space like he used to.
And you gave it with everybody. I think that window closing.
No, they said we got too many.
She said one raggedy team,
get rid of all of them.
Sharon, fuck you and your push tush team. Okay? Your diddy bopping team, they touching tushies.
She a Shiggles fan?
Yeah, she a Shiggles fan.
God, they don't know what they just signed everybody for free. What you doing? Come on. You can be on the team.
They desperate. And y'all ain't doing shit. Y'all division. Washington got all the
You should play. You can build our team. Come on.
They about to sign Diddy.
At the backup quarterback.
He like, I like tush pushing.
Meek Mills.
Everybody that he touched going to be on the Eagles. The game.
They about to sign Meek Mills as a wide receiver.
Sharon, it's not hate. You can't hate somebody that's irrelevant. The Eagles are irrelevant.
They're going 10-7. The fucking Texans. I mean, signing him is great. I don't think he's going to come with an attitude. I think the contract going to keep him in check.
Yeah.
And all that shit is guaranteed. Huh?
You think niggas do 180s when their behavior shows you one way? Do you think a bitch-ass nigga can become a real nigga?
Sometimes, yeah, when you're around real niggas.
Sometimes real niggas turn into bitch niggas. So, yeah, it's possible.
I'm not saying it can't happen. What I'm saying is this. When you're around, it's like this. If you're in a room with 6 millionaires, you should become a millionaire. Right?
You should
become a fucking millionaire. If you don't, that's your fucking fault.
But who is around in Buffalo?
It depends. What you got to do to become that millionaire, though?
What about Minnesota? Who is he around in Minnesota that made him a bitch ass nigga too?
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk.
So icy, Kirk.
So it's always the Kirk quarterback's fault.
He didn't want throwing his motherfucker the ball, bro.
Yeah.
He got yards and touchdowns in both of those places. He showed out at both of those places. He just didn't win.
Right. To leave both of them.
Right. He in another place now. He balled out in Minnesota. He balled out even more in Buffalo. They didn't get it done. But you want everybody blaming it on him? Or is it Josh Allen's fault? Or is it Kirk? We already know what Kirk Cousins brings.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins brings.
We know Kirk Cousins. We know what he brings. They won enough games to where they can't get a quarterback.
Who been on multiple teams? He could change, though. Is it Kirk Cousins' fault and Josh Allen's fault that Stephon Diggs been on multiple teams and was disgruntled on multiple teams?
Yeah, no. Because if they were doing like they supposed to, he'd stay.
I'm saying no, it's not. No. It's not their fault. It's his fault.
All right, that's all.
Hold up, and he didn't change his attitude. They didn't check his attitude either. When he first thought babying out, they let him do it. You should have checked that shit at the gate,
right?
And they didn't do that shit.
Traded him as soon as he started acting like a hoe.
No,
yeah, as soon as he started acting like a hoe, they didn't check that shit. And so I gave me free. That's my new normal now. Right. Antonio Brown, this motherfucker. Come on,
his talent.
And they should have checked that shit, but because he was so good, you needed him at the time.
He was trash for Baltimore. Hey,
just keeping it real.
I think that he's going to show us who he is, and we already know who he is. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I agree. But people say the same thing about Randy Moss. And he went to New England and showed out and didn't say nothing.
Nigga,
that's true.
But he ain't, nigga, Randy Moss is different. Randy Moss is Randy Moss, nigga.
Duh. Motherfucker, he sat on the bench. He did his bullshit with the Raiders, too. Mm-hmm. I ain't going in the game.
He wasn't bitching. Like, he just like, yo, these niggas sorry. I don't want to play.
Yes, he did. When he with the Raiders, what the fuck he did? I'm not going in the game.
The Raiders was sorry, nigga. Buffalo
was. Sorry. What's the difference?
Buffalo wasn't sorry, nigga.
They wasn't winning, bro. They were winning games, but you weren't winning when you were supposed to win.
Look, if you get to the playoffs, you got a chance. Y'all niggas be talking way too crazy. There's only one team win the Super Bowl, nigga. One out of 32. Them niggas in the playoffs, AFC Championship, divisional games, they got a chance. They lost to Kansas City because that nigga dropped the ball.
True. And I agree.
Don't say they wasn't winning, nigga. They had a
no, they were winning. They were winning, but they weren't winning when they were supposed to win. That's what the fuck you playing for? That was your playing for. They talking about right now because of the trades and all that stuff and all the drops and all that shit. They talking about their window closing up. They had a window. They came out one game, one year, and they blew the fucking Rams out. And everybody was saying, oh, they going to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Every year is like that.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror, nigga. We beat them Cowboys 2 years in a row. Blew their ass.
These whole ass niggas in the background. Stop hanging out with whole ass niggas.
Right. Come get your ass whooped in space like you used to. You jive turkey.
If you got an opportunity in the playoffs with the exception of y'all, because y'all niggas trash, y'all didn't even get to the past divisional round. You got a chance to win the Super Bowl.
We understand that. Tell Calvin, we understand he's sour from back in the 90s. Yeah, yep. We beat their ass. Everybody beat their ass.
Yep. True that.
Y'all was good. You ain't good no more. Shit.
Your sub 400 team now.
You mad from 30 years ago. How you mad from 30 years
30
ago?
30 years ago. You
shit ain't like you. Bro, I was, bro, listen to me. This is the Cowboys back then. I was hot and I'm still hot. And I ain't won shit. You niggas mad I fucked the fucking princess years ago.
Right. She ain't go to the prom with you, so you mad at her.
I fucked the princess and been to the prom with her. You niggas been watching hating.
But who she walking around with? Me.
Y'all been hating from outside the club. Can't even get in. I hope she don't get y'all some.
When the last time they won?
1995.
I thought so. When the last time the Bills won a championship?
1990 never.
The Bills won when?
1990 never.
And the San Francisco 49 win?
1995.
And the Cowboys last time
1996,
they won?
Bitches.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. Okay. Everybody tune in.
Fair enough.
We ain't done. I just wanted to say something to this motherfucker on screen. Y'all keep talking that shit. Hey. Get out the Cowboys right now. We ain't even talking about them.
You're right. We ain't talking about no losing ass team. So let's go on to the next topic.
Let's move on to the NBA.
Yes.
Talk about these playing teams. We're getting close to the end of this thing. We got about 10 more minutes. NBA, the Lakers looking good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Golden State going to go on a run. I think
they're going to have to.
I think they are.
Golden State just lost
what you mean? You be, ooh, she no hating, Luka. But it's cool. Stop hating, boss lady. In the East or the West? Let's try the West first. Playoffs.
Jamal said game. The T-Wolves winning it all.
I like that.
Jamal crazy as fuck. Like,
I can't disagree with that. It's possible.
Yes, you can. They got
Cat. No, it's possible.
On their team, nigga. They got
no, it's possible.
Team. I agree.
You ain't winning nothing with Cat.
Hey.
I guarantee you. I'll bet you $100 right now.
All right, so right now.
I bet him $100 Minnesota don't win.
When we get back, we're going to do that. All right. Right now in the play-in game, the Saints, the Pelicans. The Kings, the Lakers, and the Golden State Warriors. I think they all in, right? Because Houston's out.
Houston's out now? Yeah.
I think
Golden State put them all the way out.
So. Okay.
No, Dre, you still got to have a play-in, nigga, because that's nine niggas, right?
No, no, no. I'm talking about the play-in right now.
Right.
Oh, okay, okay.
Talking about the play-in right now. Cat is hurt. That's New Orleans, Sacramento, the Lakers, and Golden State. Separated by three games, which is how many games left? Four or five?
Five, I think.
Five games left. I don't think they can pass them.
Who?
They two games behind the Lakers.
They're going to need a lot of help.
They two games behind the Lakers right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lakers
win. They're going to catch the Lakers.
They submitted number 10 then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to have to beat the Lakers in the play-in and then go beat whoever out of the 7 and 8 seed. Uh-huh. They're going to have to go on the road both times, both games.
True.
I don't think they're going to do it.
So right now, it'll be Lakers and Golden State. Who the fuck you got in that Lakers Golden State?
Lakers, man.
I'll tell you the Lakers.
The Lakers got Golden State numbers. Even when before the Golden State was good.
Okay, Jamal, you going too far. Somebody cut his mic off.
Bro, what you?
The Warriors are not going to beat the Lakers in the play-in game.
I like the Warriors.
They're not going to beat the Lakers in the play-in game.
In the play, I ain't saying they're going to beat them. I like if they play, which I think they
generally
are.
Generally, people like the Warriors as a whole. Yeah, they're a good team. I don't doubt that. But
Anthony Davis probably gonna kill.
Anthony Davis gonna go to work.
Yeah, I want to see that shit. Out. Fuck that. I want to see
gonna
it.
Ball out.
Don't win no more games. I want to see that shit.
Steph got LeBron number. He didn't last year. He did not last year.
Since LeBron been on the Lakers, they've been beating Golden State ass.
She said most she got a Warrior. Who got the Warriors? Put it in the motherfucking chat. I want to see who got the Lakers, matter of fact. I like the Lakers.
I like the Lakers.
But if they lose, they ain't going to be like, it is the Warriors. But whoever wins got to pay the fucking
Lakers fans.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what I am, bitch.
I mean,
shit.
I want to win, but shit. Lakers. I don't want to play Golden State either. Shit. Golden State, motherfucker. It ain't like they're playing the Pelicans.
Right.
And that's a team with some superstars that's gone. Whoever lose. The Lakers are going to stay. Whoever lose, they're not in.
Yeah, yeah. That's
a team American with some superstars that's out. Right.
Them American stars. That means it's going to be all Europeans and overseas niggas.
The top three cats right now for MVP are overseas or not American. Shea Gilgeous from Canada. He's not from America.
Yeah.
They think he's from America, but he's not.
He's from North America.
Right. Canada, right. Then you got Giannis, then you got the damn Joker.
I like
MB.
I like Shea. Yeah. I like Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
I like it too, but I don't think he's gonna give it to him either.
But he's very deserving of it.
Or Luka.
Oh, I forgot about Luka. All these Europeans. Who is the American? Tatum. Then who?
That's all, nigga.
Tatum. Right.
Right.
Rest of them niggas ain't shit.
We get to the close of this thing.
In the
thank you for everybody for tuning in to the Undrafted All Thoughts Sports Show. I'm your host, I'm Big Shug, aka Sugar Dosha the Great. I can't even tell your friends about me with my co-host. It's this
Q Mecca, two techs up. Rest in peace to Nipsey, you bitches.
All right, Pete.
Yo, C4Nate from the 618. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Calvin, I will play you in spades, but I wasn't invited.
Happy birthday, Cal. Fuck the Buffalo Bills.
I'm just bullshit. Hey,
tell him fuck his party. Tell him fuck his party.
Rest in peace,
and
Neil.
Tell him go kiss the championship rings that they got.
We out. Have a great motherfucking weekend. We out this bitch. Do say.
Love you, Cal.
Peace.
All right. Peace out.
See Fizzle? Great show, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Target, thank you everybody for tuning in.